Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tan Talk Radio Network.
All right, hey everybody, welcome back to Stand Up for News. I'm James Esterline again, and we have over here the artist known as Christopher Wright, our co-host, and my other guest here today is going to be Ryan, the guy, the flying Ryan Gunner, I guess. He's an activist for rollerblading, and he came here to share what he's got about that. And finally, you guys, we got Dick back. We missed us some Dick.
That's right.
Welcome back, Dick. Man, it's been a while since we had some Dick on the show. Co-host Dick Colligan is back. Stand-up comedians telling the news that stand up for news. Stand up for news. Stand up for news. Stand up for news. We'll stand up for you. We do stand up too. Don't sit down. Stand up now. Stand up for news. Woo! All right, we're back, you guys. All right. Dick, I'm sure you're excited, so I'm going to let you start.
I'm very excited.
Bring us some news to stand up for.
Well, apparently crime has risen after they defunded the police.
Oh,
how
no
about
kidding?
That? Yeah, how does that work?
That's true.
We need a crime expert in here to decipher this riddle for us, I think.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes... I'm not happy.
I mean, are you sure that you may have a correlation but not a causation here?
Because, yeah.
Like, things are getting a lot more expensive. The incentive to steal is so much more, and it's just so much fun.
That's true. I'm probably going to start stealing, too.
Nice.
Yeah.
I already
like,
steal
what,
stuff.
What do you
I
steal?
Stole some, well, Venom stole some Fireball the other day.
I heard about that.
Venom did it. It wasn't me.
I got in trouble for eating out of the dish pit.
Where at? Levy's?
Yeah, Lever Rocks. I'm a bartender at Lever Rocks when
so
I'm not a rollerblading advocate.
That's coincidental. And,
I got in trouble for eating out of the dish pit. I thought, like, they're throwing it out anyway, but apparently it's, like, it's a bad look in front of the guests.
Oh, it was still good.
Plus, isn't it, like, technically stealing? I know there's places that'll, like, you know, charge employees for, like, taking food home. It's just, like, it's technically stealing from the company or something like that. So
was it Hush Puppies?
Oh, my.
No.
Hush Puppies.
I'm surprised.
Do you guys have Hush Puppies at Lover Rocks?
They're delicious. Yeah, we have our first fan ever. And the fan. Lady came into my bar last night, sat down because she heard about Lever Rocks through Stand Up for News right here every Tuesday at 2:30. It's amazing.
Yeah.
She was awesome. Finishing one of my jokes is how I knew she wasn't BSing me, you guys.
Call us for sponsorship opportunities.
Just come down to Lever Rocks there and hang out with me and Ryan Gunner here.
So that brings the fan club to one?
One.
All right, yeah.
So
that brings the fan club to one?
One.
All right, yeah.
So we broke our record. We broke our current record of zero.
Yeah.
Right.
Now, you know, maybe it'll start catching on.
More people should come and into Lever Rocks and tell James about how much they love the radio program, because he's going to be talking about this for, like, weeks.
I will. Chris, you had a doctor's appointment the other day. That went well, I hope.
Yeah.
You told me you were nervous.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you can't help but be nervous when you go and, you know, see the doctor, you know, for anything. I mean, it's just how it is. Yeah, well, I decided to go over to Metro Wellness instead of, you know, just like the good old health department for, you know, checkups. So, way better, by the way. Definitely go to Metro. I'm not getting paid to say this. It's actually, like, a really fantastic experience. I was in and out in less than an hour. Yeah, so it took all the fears out of it. You know, instead of, like, sitting there for 4 freaking hours as a new patient having to go through all the paperwork, they were just like, yeah, no, you're in, you're out, you're done. I was home. Like, before rush hour, it was beautiful. So,
a little sponsor, Stand Up for News.
Yeah, hey, you never know. Maybe. I mean, they do a lot of good for the community, especially in St. Pete. So,
like I told you, though, just if you're nervous, picture everybody naked.
Mm-hmm.
That's what my buddy told me by my first show. He's like, just picture everybody naked, you know?
Yep.
Yeah, but it was at a nudist colony. So I had to picture everybody had their clothes on. So I wasn't nervous.
I pictured everyone naked, and then I wanted to leave.
That's fine.
Speaking of the doctor, I recently had my first prostate orgasm.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah, the doctor said it was his first one, too. And I see what all the Christians are talking about, like sodomites and stuff, and what they're saying and how it leads to a bad road, because, like, I'm totally addicted. I have, like, 10 more doctor's appointments this month.
Oh. that's the stand-up for news joke of the day whistle right there. Yes. That was a good one, and I loved it.
You should go over to Metro Health. I hear they do a good job there.
Yeah. The doctor has a cigarette.
You guys are you guys ever unhappy?
Every day, all the time. Yes.
Sometimes I'm unhappy, and I just want to walk right off the show, you know, but I don't, you know, because the news needs us to stand up for it, you know. We're not here to be happy. I'm not here to make Dick happy. I'm not here to make Ryan Flying Gunner here happy. I'm not here. Are you here to make me happy, Chris?
I mean, I kind of thought I was.
I thought you were here to stand up for the news. That's what I thought.
Hey, Dick, quit slouching. I need you to be erect.
Sorry. You're right. I need to stand up for the news.
Yeah. Right. Well, sometimes we're not happy, you know. Yeah, we just hang in there, because the news doesn't have anyone to stand up for them, you know, besides us. Because it was more without legs, and it's in a wheelchair all the time, you know?
Yeah.
And somebody's got to stand up for the news.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
It's up to us to do it. What speaking if the news got its second dose of the shot, and it can't no longer stand?
Yeah, exactly. Oh. The shot did him in. Amber Heard said the other day that she was the only one that gave a crap in the whole relationship. And that thing with Johnny Depp.
So Amber Heard described the pooping in the bed incident as a prank gone wrong, and this very much reminds me of how I got kicked out of Christian school in 10th grade.
You should have brought my dog Scrappy with you, because he would have just ate the poop for you, and you wouldn't get caught.
That happened to me in 10th grade, actually. Somebody crapped on a teacher's radiator.
I pooped in a lunchbox.
It's messed up, you guys.
Yeah, I pooped in
a lunchbox. Chris, where'd you poop?
At home?
I pooped on the boardwalk taking you from the street to St. Pete Beach.
Oh wow. Okay.
That's
one time.
Close and personal.
That was a long time ago. Well, really, you guys just said you pooped in a lunchbox and where
that
your
wasn't
friend
me.
Pooped.
That was someone else.
Okay, well. Really Friday the 13th was National Blame Someone Else Day. So I'm blaming you guys.
Oh. There you go.
Dang.
You're like 5 days late. I blame you.
We're only on weekly.
Did you guys, I'm sure, saw this. Comedian Dave Chappelle was tackled by an enraged audience member while on stage.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that's called getting your goat.
Because he's the goat?
Yeah.
Oh, like Tom Brady?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Oh, I get it.
The comedy guy.
State trooper in Poland helps former Polish president change a tire on the side of the highway. How many Polacks does it take to change a tire?
Oh,
one
God.
Polak and his trusty pig. Polish pig. His trusty Polish pig.
Mmm, kielbasa.
Oh, yeah.
Because he's a cop, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
I can say that joke because I'm Polish.
I couldn't tell too. Like that. Oh, really?
Wow. Leave me hanging, James.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was thinking about what to do next. Well, Ryan, you were telling us you're a rollerblading enthusiast. Can you indulge on that?
Well, actually, I'm campaigning right now.
Elaborate, you mean?
To
told you I'm Polish.
I'm campaigning right now to bring rollerblading to the Olympics. Like, I want to bring long distance figure blading. That's a combination of distance skating as well as dancing.
Okay. Figure blading.
Yeah. I feel like the way we're going to get the Olympics to accept rollerblading is we're going to make rollerblading gay again.
Yeah.
Nice.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Are you guys going to do pairs roller finger blading?
Finger blading?
Yeah.
Finger blading?
It seems like a Freudian slip. that sounds fantastic. I think initially I just want to get figure blading into the Olympics.
Okay.
And then we'll expand and take over as the gays do.
That's
we'll,
right.
We'll gentrify the Olympics.
That's right. That's good.
Yeah. I love to skate down.
Gay. You're not?
Oh, I mean,
because you rollerblade.
I like to be very ambiguous about it.
They should bring the Olympics to St. Pete to celebrate the inaugural fingerblading entrance.
Why? Yeah, I think St. Pete would be a fantastic town for the Olympics, and especially the gay Olympics. Yeah.
Right. Like, right.
St. Pete is one of those towns where you kind of walk around and it feels like if you're not gay, you're like part of the problem.
Yeah. Gay Olympics.
Exactly.
You know? But I'd like to be part of the solution. I just can't wrap my head around the whole... Can you say that?
Yeah.
Penis.
Yes. Terms, correct.
Yeah, it's a medical term. It's fine.
Yeah. I heard you don't like it when people assume that you're, or you don't mind when they assume you're gay. You're just a.
Yeah, no, I don't mind at all. It doesn't bother me. The only thing that bothers me is when people assume that I'm a bottom. Because you know what they say about assuming. When you assume, you end up with me in your ass.
I think you got that backwards.
Wait, what?
Now I really get to credit my dyslexia for that joke. It's good. But more about bringing the rollerblades to the Olympics. I think that the way that we need to do this is us gays who are out there rollerblading, we need to get together.
Which is not you and me, Ryan. You and me against the world, baby.
Meet me at the truck stop. I'll be in the bathroom. You just tap your foot under the stall, and we'll get the rollerblading into the Olympics.
Oh, yeah.
All right. St. Pete woman drives her electric cart into displays at Walmart, destroying the store, and assaults one of their employees, and then tells the cops to F off, all caught on video, and it's on social media. When she got arrested, this happened. I told your mom, Dick, just pick up my beer and bring it right back home.
I thought that was Anne the Fan.
Anne the Fan.
You know, I need to take a moment to talk about Walmart's rollerblade policy.
Yes,
discriminatory.
I recently went into Walmart on my rollerblades, and I was severely discriminated against. They told me that I was not allowed to wear my mobility devices in the Walmart, and so when I went to go use the electric cart, they were even ruder. They were like, "You're not handicapped." I'm like, "Some handicaps are invisible."
That's right.
I wish I had been invisible, because then they wouldn't have been able to stop me from rollerblading in Walmart.
Back it's like when not all heroes wear capes.
I didn't know you couldn't do that.
Back when Walmart was open 24 hours a day, I would go to the Oldsmar Walmart all the time at night, and I would skate around, and there was a bunch of people there stocking shelves, but there was only one guy who would tell you to stop skating, and he could never catch me.
Yeah,
we played a cat and mouse game for weeks, you know, months to be honest. You know?
I love that.
If I noticed him seeing me or whatever, I'd drag him across the other side of the store, and then I would go and check out at the self checkout, and I'd be out of there.
Still looking.
Classic bait and switch.
I know.
Switcheroo.
He eventually did catch up to me though. While he caught me drinking chocolate milk at the back of the store.
Hey, you sent me this story, Gunner. It says California cop.
Huh? I think we got a call.
Oh, let me finish this. California cop arrested after allegedly masturbating in home during domestic disturbance. That's the story you sent me. Hey, where is it? The man on the street? It's Scott Patrick, a man on the street?
Oh, man. Scott.
Hey, Scott.
Yeah, Scott.
All right. You guys can hear me?
I can hear you.
It's good to see you all in there.
What'd you think of that story, buddy?
I loved it.
Cop arrested after allegedly masturbating at home during domestic disturbance. You guys got any...
It was a really heated fight.
Sounds like he created a disturbance.
Chris?
Sometimes you just gotta get the evil goo out.
Yeah. Yep.
What do you think, Scott?
Yeah, I'm standing outside of Planned Parenthood right now.
Okay.
You're getting an abortion?
Are they paying you to do that?
Well, you know, a lot of people are pro, you know, life and pro-choice. I'm more pro-abortion. You don't find any sympathizers. I'm trying to collect money to get funding so I can put some billboard signs on 19 and 275 that says abortion because nobody likes traffic.
Oh, hang on.
Yes!
Scott, I had a similar idea. You know the billboards on the highway that say, don't murder your fetus or babe, whatever they say. I want to get a billboard to put above that that says, please fund my abortion and my phone number.
We should get the Vast Web guy in on that, too. That'd be kind of funny.
You know, some people are really... like they don't think that men should have an opinion on abortion, and I on a certain level I agree with them. But on the other level, my ex-wife, she had an abortion in secret, and I just have to say that was just the nicest thing that anyone's ever done for me.
Pretty generous.
Oh my God!
It really was the last loving act in a dying marriage.
Well, if they overturn Roe versus Wade, we're gonna all have to start investing in the wire coat hangers in the stock market.
Yikes.
Yeah. I thought they could make an attachment for a vacuum, you know, kind of like the Flowbee, but it's the No-Bay. Yeah, you know, you'd think that it would go to Shark, but I think Dyson would do it more because they're the only one that has balls enough to do it.
Zing. Guess who's back? Dick is back, buddy.
What's up, dude?
Scott, Dick is back on the show.
Yeah, I heard. I saw him on the video.
Oh, you're what? Okay.
Get back from the COVID.
So what else you got for us? Man on a street?
Wait, so you're outside the Planned Parenthood right now?
Yeah, why wouldn't I be?
All right, okay, so are there protesters out there right now? Which side are the protesters on? Are they pro-life protesters or pro-choice protesters?
Pro-life.
Okay, so they got those disgusting signs with the, like, mangled fetuses or whatever on them, or whatever. if you would, Scott, will you go up to them and say, oh, that looks yummy?
Yeah. So, speaking of that, there was a food truck that exploded at a Florida seafood festival this weekend.
Whoa.
I don't know if you heard that. Or yesterday, I think it was. Yeah, I heard their food was lit. It was an absolute... One of the food service persons was actually burnt, but it smelled fantastic. I guess he was a well-seasoned chef. Nice.
Hey, don't you like it when no one's interrupting your jokes there, Scott?
Nice.
What else you got?
Yeah. So there was a Colombian 19-year-old boy... He solved 3 Rubik's Cubes in under 4.5 minutes while juggling them.
Wow. It's
unusual because 19-year-old boys are usually trying to last more than 5 minutes. But I guess if he doesn't, he's really still great with his fingers.
You're bringing the heat.
Yeah.
Oh, we miss you on the show, man.
Yeah, I miss being there.
Well, we're going to get some more stuff going soon enough, so...
Yeah, so I don't know if you heard this, but the Pentagon UFO sighting trial is today.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah, isn't that crazy? It's like the first time they've had an alien talked about since Zuckerberg was in there.
Indeed.
He does look like an alien.
Yeah, he looks like Data from Star Trek.
I know, right? So, you know, we're living in weird times. Like, CIA is coming out with, you know, all this stuff about UFOs, and nobody even cares. It's just like there's already so many other things that everybody's just caught up in. That, like, I remember over COVID when they were like, oh, yeah, UFOs are real. And it was just like one day. And then the very next day, it was like murder hornets or whatever it was. And it's just like, right. And then every single day, it was just like, oh, yeah, we're just going to forget that the CIA totally confirmed, you know, UFOs. Oh, yeah. Okay, cool.
I've seen UFOs on. 3 occasions. I've seen 5 altogether. Wow. In those 3 occasions. So
really?
They were...
Tell the story about the first one. That is the best one.
You like that one?
The one in the car.
Me and my brother were driving. Uh-huh. He got lost in the middle of nowhere. It's like you're going 5 miles through the woods. Oh, we got another caller?
Yep, you got Stefano on there.
Stefano. All right, we'll take his call. Finish the story later.
Stefano.
What's up, Stefano?
Stefano.
Is Scott still on there, too?
All right. Stay over here in Clearwater.
What do you got for us?
Well, if you guys didn't hear, there was a guy giving out illegal circumcision.
Weird.
Witnesses came out and said that it was a complete ripoff.
Oh, my Lord.
I still want to sue my Moyle.
Hey, appreciate the call, man.
Thank you.
All right, I got this. Teen Spirit Deodorant was going to have Kurt Cobain as their sponsor, they said. Their slogan was going to be Teen Spirit Deodorant. Smells so good, it'll blow your mind.
Ooh, speaking of Teen Spirit.
Shouldn't they get Courtney Love?
Now they can.
Right. Well, speaking of Teen Spirit, I had just a little bit of music news for you guys before we have to end it for the day. I saw that apparently, speaking of all the abortion stuff, it's kind of the opposite of, but apparently the headline is Metallica baby, woman gives birth at Brazil stadium show, quote, as band plays Enter Sandman. Joyce M. Figueiro was 39 weeks pregnant and sitting in a special area at a Metallica show in Brazil when her contractions began during the set. She has posted details of her son's unusual birthplace on Instagram with the band sharing the news with fans. Can you imagine giving birth literally to Enter Sandman? That kid.
Little Sandman Hernandez.
Right. Like, oh my lord. Can you only imagine? That kid, like, talk about trial by fire.
Enter Sand baby.
Right. I saw that apparently a dealer, I guess it's the second dealer, is sentenced to 17 and a half years for his role in Mac Miller's fatal overdose. Because if you remember, Mac Miller died a couple years ago from, I think it was a fentanyl overdose. Yeah. So they've been cracking down on the dealers that, I guess, got him killed. But, you know, it's like, okay, but, you know, where's that kind of justice for, like, anybody else that's happened to, right? But
by the way, they like to be called Tusken Raiders, not Sandmen.
I'm sorry. We're not racist. Yeah, I'm very sorry. Yeah. And the last little piece of music news I'll leave you with is if anybody listens to NPR's Tiny Desk contest or Tiny Desk sets, they're usually really good. They showcase up and coming artists. This year they just announced their competition winner, and I guess it's the one and only Boston based singer Alyssa Amador, which I think I've heard of her before, but yeah, she's the winner this year, so definitely check her out when they have that published. So,
good.
Yeah, I figure since we have just a couple minutes, I wanted to play a song that...
here we go.
I don't think I've played this one yet on Stand Up For News, but since we have, you know, our... fan and the fan who is totally into us and, you know, even stopped in Lever Rocks, I figured I would play Fans by one of my favorite bands, Kings of Leon. It's a song that they literally wrote for their fans in England when they before they got big with Sex on Fire, because they had a couple albums before, a Nashville-based band, couldn't make it anywhere there, but in London, of all places, they got picked up. So this song was their sort of like dedication song to their original fans in England. So I'll try to be quick about it. Check this out.
Java Cava Saturday. for open mic up there?
Yes, sir. We'll be at Java Cava this Saturday. I believe we have Terrapin, our friend Nick Capone, as Terrapin is our feature. Cool. We'll be at Java Cava as well this Friday for open screen night, which is just sort of like this open format thing where we have a projector screen, YouTube videos, Netflix, karaoke, video games, whatever you kind of want to do. maybe for the late show, but yes. Ideally no.
I've been looking for some. I have shot one, and I'm looking for one a place to screen it.
Yeah, probably not Java Cava. I think we'll definitely get in trouble for that. But
Steve Station Sunday?
Not this Sunday, but no. We will be there this month. Not this Friday. That'll be next Friday. We're still kind of trying to see how we can work that out to be a weekly thing. It seems like they're doing new events, but this Monday. We'll be at Steep Station for a jam night. So if you want to just, you know, nice. Rock on a bass or keyboard or some drums or whatever, we got that all set up and ready to go. And that's downtown St. Pete on 1st Avenue.
I'm in South.
Good, good. This story here says baby formula shortage. Were you not?
No, I was. Ryan had a question, but yeah.
I was just wondering if I would, like, at the jam, am I allowed to scat?
Oh, hell yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. We encourage anybody to come up and do what they want.
I can scat on the stage. I can scat on the floor.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I can scat outside.
You can scat outside. You can scat in the bathroom even, too. Right? Yeah, no, yeah. You can scat all over the place. That's fine.
Okay. Read your joke, James.
This is a real story. There's a baby formula shortage. Have you guys heard about that?
Yeah.
It's all over the place in the news and on social media. Yeah, but there's always a silver lining, you guys. More public breastfeeding.
Hey, there you go.
Right. That's right.
I'm also making a lot more money as a wet nurse.
All right. Well, what do you got left for us, Dick? You want to close us with a good one?
Yeah, sure. So, Sports Illustrated sparked controversy by its choice of plus-size model Yumi Nu as this year's swimsuit issue cover girl. Better luck next year, Leah Thomas.
Yeah. By the way, Rick Scott sucks. I forgot to mention thing.
Oh, Senator Skeletor?
That's it, yeah.
From Eternia?
Senator Skeletor, he's an evil man, and he's Rick Scott.
Yeah, that guy also looks like an alien. Just a man with a...
Marvel's replacing this Punisher skull with his face. Because it's scarier.
It's
when you're
so
about
terrifying.
To get wasted by the Punisher, Frank Castle.
It's just...
He kind of looks like a pale red skull, to be honest.
That is scarier.
That is literally way more terrifying.
That is much more scary.
Stand up for news. Stand up for news. We'll stand up for you. You can stand up too. Don't sit down. Stand up now. Stand up for news. All right.
Thanks, guys. Smell you later.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM